Track 11. Surprise View.
You've now reached Surprise View at Marker Stone 8. The carving on the marker stone shows the swirling currents that would have moved quartz pebbles along the bottom of a fast-flowing river. You're standing on the crest of the Otley-Chevin escarpment, formed by the Doubler Stone sandstone. The rocks exposed in the footpath nearby are coarse sandstones with rounded quartz pebbles. The rivers which deposited these sandstones were probably moving fast as their velocity was great enough to drag pebbles along the bottom of the channel. The steep slope below you, facing north towards Wharfdale, is a scarp face which cuts across the rock beds which dip to the south. If you turn round and look to the south, you can see the gentle slope down towards the towns of Guiseley and Yeadon. This slope is called the dip slope and is shown in the cross-section of Otley-Chevin in the leaflet.
If you're lucky enough to be here on a day when the visibility's good, then you'll see wonderful views in all directions. Facing north, towards Wharfdale, you can see Barden Moor to your left, with the air gap beyond. The sharp peak in the gap is Sharp Haw, and the round peak to its right is Rough Haw. Towards the right, Armscliff Crag stands above gentler slopes. It's made of Armscliff Grit, which is a tougher and more resistant stone than the surrounding rocks. Further to the east is the flat ground of the Vale of York, with the Jurassic escarpment of the North York Moors beyond. In the foreground is the floodplain of the River Wharfe. You may be able to see sharp bends in the River Wharfe, running beside high, long mounds stretching across the valley floor. These mounds at Arthington show where moraines, made of debris carried by the glacier, were deposited. At this time, the advancing and melting of the glacier were in equilibrium, and the glacier snout remained stationary for some time, allowing the debris that it had been carrying to be dropped. Facing south, towards Bradford, across Airedale, you can see Victoria Tower on Castle Hill in Huddersfield, between the two masts of Home Moss to the right and Emley Moor to the left. The moors of the dark peak in the distance are underlain by millstone grit sandstones. In front of you lies Shipley and the suburbs of North Bradford, with Beldon Hill in the foreground to the right. Most of the ground in front of you is underlain by coal measures, which are composed largely of mudstones, with some sandstones and coal seams. The solid rocks are covered by a thin layer of glacial till. To return to East Chevin Quarry Car Park, follow the ridge path eastwards. Then take a flagged path downhill. The flags have been moved from factories or mills in other areas of Yorkshire or Lancashire. Some are covered with ripple marks from small waves, which show that the sandstone was deposited in shallow water. Turn left, down a steep track, until you reach the path you used earlier. Turn right at the wooden carving and retrace your footsteps to the car park, past marker stones 2 and 1.
Thank you for your company on this walk. I hope you've enjoyed exploring the Chevin and finding out about its rocks, fossils and landscapes.